Oh, oh, you got me that time.
Got you that time. Yeah, that's for last week, you know, bitch.
I really was like, do I do it again this time?
Nope, because no, I was on
it.
Again.
You did it.
I was on it.
You did it.
I don't know what I was about to say.
Spricken?
Spricken Sprack.
Spricken Sprack.
Hi.
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 Hello, hi. My beautiful people.
You're so beautiful.
And the ugly ones.
You're here too.
You know, there's a few uggos out there.
Listen, everybody's beautiful in their own way. Wow.
No. Hello, everybody.
Hi. And welcome
to
another
episode
of
Track Trash, where I'm the uggo and she's the pretty one.
That's right, exactly.
Oh. Oh my God, today is beautiful.
Oh my God, it's 70 degrees outside. It's sunny. It's like, and we just got out of a cold, dark winter.
I mean, seriously.
So I'm very happy.
It's finally like 5:30. The sun is still out. It's like spring has sprung.
Daylight savings hasn't got
That's
us
coming.
Yet. It's coming, but like
14?
Hasn't got us yet. Yeah, next couple weeks, something
next
like that.
14th. Mm-hmm. Next 14th.
Next 14th.
The next 14th, we're going to come.
Some Almer's Farmernack shit. Some farmer. Wow.
What?
Wow.
Roger. Wow.
Really can't talk. Roger.
Roger.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. I like so honestly woke today. Up with energy. Like I had like a new lease on life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really nice. It was really nice.
I didn't wake up like that.
No. Would you?
I was slow to wake up.
Yeah.
And I said, I guess I'm up now. And,
it's your Saturday.
I know. But, you know, it's fine. You know, we weren't supposed to buy anything today.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We the day that we're filming, we're doing the, like, buying blackout. And we planned ahead.
We did plan ahead.
Yeah.
Now, we did go to Union, not we. Scott and I went to Union Bagel this morning.
Oh, yes.
And locally
buy local, yeah. Use cash if you can.
That's where we got these.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Don't want to fizz over again.
If you've never had a Mexican Coke, you better hurry up and get one before Trump closes those borders.
Run, don't walk, honestly.
Real sugar.
Real sugar. It's been apparently in England now they call it full fat. Full fat Coke.
Full fat
Isn't that
Coke.
Hilarious when something has like all the sugar? Like, or you're not getting diet.
Well, let's talk about that because, you know, sugar turns into fat.
Right.
So the fact that something has sugar in it.
They call it full fat.
That's funny.
I love that. And that's so funny. I haven't had a full fat Coke in a minute. And oh my gosh.
She's pretty good.
I love, and that, I'm sorry to use that word.
Love?
I love a Coke.
I love a Coke. I love a Coke.
I love a Coke.
I
like a full Coke, like a full fat Coke. I like a Coke
full
Zero.
Full-bodied Coke.
Full-bodied Coke, that's what this is. Yeah, full-body Coke. I do like a Diet Coke, too. I like them all.
Do you like Diet Caffeine-Free?
No, because what are we doing?
That is some weird stuff.
It's some weird stuff. It also comes in that like bronze can.
It's
I'm
like,
sorry.
This is what color your teeth are going to turn once you drink this.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I've already given up the sugar part of the Coke. Mm. And those I've learned to love. Don't make me give up the caffeine.
I do. Yeah, I do like the caffeine.
I do too.
I
And it's, I mean, there's so much sugar in regular Coke.
How much? Tablespoons?
Oh, I don't know, but I don't know about these. I don't want to look, but I remember in those like 20-ounce bottles. I think
There's
it's
no
like
fat in here.
I think it's like 60 grams of sugar in those 20-ounce bottles, which is like wild.
There's only 39 in this.
That's still a lot.
I
love this old label though.
Beautiful.
Like it's the Coke label is printed on the bottle, but the nutritional label slapped on like a fruit label.
Well, because you know. Different
Import.
Countries,
it's true.
Different
true.
Crunchies, true. Crunchies.
Different country, different crunchies.
Now that is the truth.
Yeah, take that to the bank.
Have you ever been to a different country and couldn't find your crunchies?
Yeah, I have.
I've never been out of the country. That's a lie, I have been out of the country
You
now.
Have now. You've been to Canada.
They had a McDonald's there, though. I've never been to Canada.
Where did you go? You went to an island, that's right.
To an island that is owned by America, so really.
Oh, you didn't. Sorry.
International waters.
International waters counts. If you go somewhere and they don't have your crunchies, it's tough. What's fun is, our grocery store down the street.
Schnucks?
UP. United Provisions.
Where's that?
It's
Oh, that one over there. Yeah.
They have a large selection of, like, Chinese potato chips, but like the Lay's brand, right? But they're just like the Chinese flavors. Oh. And I mean, it's like garlic oyster and like...
Have you tried that?
No.
I kind of want to know.
Oh, I don't. And then like when I visited England, they have... Lay's is the same company, but what are they called? It starts with a W.
Wilma.
Anyway, it's the same thing. It's literally just like Hardee's and Carl's Jr., you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like owned by Lay's, and it looks like it, but it's spelled, it's a different name. Anyway.
It's Waze.
I know, that's what I want to say.
Wavies.
Waze.
Wavies.
Anyway, and they have like, stop drinking that, come on. Like roast chicken flavored, which I actually really liked that.
Okay.
Because it was like.
Just bouillon over it?
Basically, it was kind of giving that, and yeah. I live. And that was kind of as wacky as I tried.
Oh.
As,
I was know, chicken. Isn't that boring? Was roast chicken.
I know. But it was different. It's different than what we have here.
I guess that's true.
Do you know how Lay's, for the last, I don't know, decade or so, has been doing those like capsule flavors? They'll like release it for special. Like a month or something.
Yes.
A year or two ago,
yeah.
They did. Now I'm going to forget it. It's not a BLT. It's a special kind of sandwich.
Reuben.
No, close. Maybe it was a Reuben.
I think it might have been a Reuben. Or a rye. Or like rye bread.
In the wave chip form.
Oh.
It was perfection. And I like want them to bring it back full time. It was that good. It tasted exactly like that sandwich. It's a Cuban. That's what it is. A Cuban.
Reuben Cuban.
That's very close. Thank you. Rachel. You got me there. Yeah, because it's the one with like, you know, the pickles and the ham on it.
I wouldn't know.
You taste all of that. It was so good.
You know what would be really good?
What?
Some Good Sense flavored chips.
Like, you know, if you can capture that sandwich, you can capture that fresh lace meat.
That garlic bread.
But on, like, a sweaty day, you know what I'm talking about.
Listen.
When the bread gets a little sweaty.
Oh, okay.
And the garlic and stuff, it gets more potent. The garlic pepper bread.
Yeah. I went there for lunch the other day because I still had my birthday sandwich.
You got the one over here?
Yes.
Yeah, they're lovely.
I went during work.
Yeah.
And a really nice woman, she waited on me. And I was like, you know, I just want, I'm going to burp.
Let it out. It's the Coke.
I was like, I just want turkey and cheese on it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a really boring sandwich. She goes, no, that's what I like on it too. She's like, I don't even put cheese on it.
Yeah.
And I said, whoa. Okay. Well, I want cheese on it. I also got the last garlic bread.
Yeah.
And the woman behind me, she came in like 2 minutes after I had already started ordered.
Mm-hmm.
She also wanted garlic. She didn't have any.
No
she
more. Was mad. No more. Oh, I would be mad too.
I was there.
It is like 40% of what I'm looking for in that sandwich is that bread.
Well, but it's like I was there at what, 2:16, 2:15, and they were already out of it.
I have a theory about that. Because they are frequently out of it up here.
That's what I'm saying.
And so I think that they either just like don't make a ton of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they don't sell it usually, and then all of a sudden they sell out and they're like, oh, shoot.
Well, because it used to be a special bread.
Oh, and so maybe they're not meant to make more quantities than like a few.
But then they like kept it all year round.
It's delicious. It's the bread to get when you go. Yeah.
Good Sense. It used to be called Mr. Good Sense.
Yeah, it did. You're right. You also just confirmed something that I thought was true.
What?
Which is, I'm pretty sure the woman that helped you is the same woman that like I see frequently when I go down there as well.
Yeah.
And like I, the other day I was like, I get like a turkey
with
my fixings or whatever.
Yeah.
And I get cheese. And I was like, can you add like a little pepperoni on there too? And she's like, yeah, that's the way I do it. And then she said her name. She's like, I call it that sandwich. And so I went back the other day. I was like, yeah, I'm getting what you did. And she remembered. She was like, with the pepperoni. And she was like, American cheese. Like, that's how I do it.
Well, she told me a lie then.
She told she both of us a lie. Girl, who knows she what her sandwich is. But she is peddling. And you know what? It is working. It is working well.
She's like, nah, that's exactly how I do my sandwich.
Diva, we are easy boots.
Listen.
We are easy.
That's okay.
I'm okay with that too.
I am okay with that.
Because that sandwich was delicious.
It was
and
so
I
good.
Loved the little interaction.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? I will be back.
I wanted to eat there.
Today.
No, well, yeah.
Every day.
But no, I wanted to eat there, but I didn't pay for parking.
Mm.
So I kind of just like chanced it.
No, you don't want to risk that around here if you like they're usually kind
of. That's what I mean. I was just kind of like, I don't know. So
You should have swung by. Maybe I was home. You could have had it here.
I almost texted you.
Yeah.
But I was also writing.
Oh, yeah. Good sense.
Coke. It's good sense.
It makes good sense.
It makes good sense.
It does. And you know what? Go there and bond over your favorite sandwich.
It'll be exactly like
It'll
hers.
It'll be exactly like hers.
Oh, my gosh.
Love that. I love that.
5 days until the new 911.
Oh, my God. Wait.
I think.
Is this like a new, just a new episode?
New episode. Right. Well, it started the second half of the second season. Or the next season of this season.
Right. And this is just regular 911. Because Lone Star is done.
Done
forever.
You remember that recap?
Yeah. Don't I.
I feel... I'm
so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. I've been saving little pictures.
Let's see.
Like, this is a new picture of Eddie Diaz.
Oh my God. Yeah, they're doing porn.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, show that one too.
Like,
I love a Simpsons meme.
Yeah, they're sitting there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, what is that meant to be? That's a really good picture.
Thank you. Oh, I love this one. I gaze at the monster I have become, and I adore her.
And it's him. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Have you added any installments to your...
Tomorrow I will.
Ooh, is this chapter 4? Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, girl.
Wow. Everybody's so creative.
Everybody is so creative. Yes, I've written another almost 4,000 words.
Damn, girl. Are you getting any comments, any likes, any kudos?
I'm getting the kudos.
Okay.
I think I have like 355 views.
That's a lot.
I don't know if that means anything.
It's good. Some stories, girl, tens of views.
Well, I a friend at work, she reads a lot of fan fiction.
Yeah.
And she said that, you know, many, many people don't read it until it's marked as finished.
Interesting.
So, like, mine's still ongoing. Mine says, like, chapter 4 out of,
that can be frustrating. Yeah.
She's like, too many people are burned. That it never gets finished.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, interesting.
Yeah. There are stories out there, too, that... and they won't even get into it, what they're getting into in the first chapter.
Oh,
and if they haven't posted more chapters after that, then you're like, yeah, that is a burn. And I'm like, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, so I don't know. But no, it's slowly going. I'm going to hit the 20,000 mark.
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
Nice.
I know. And the next scene I get to write is sexy.
Sexy. Ooh.
So,
Now these were the Lone Star people, though.
No, this was
these
regular.
Are on the regular. Okay, this good. So you're regular. Still getting that ship.
Well, yeah, because we think that it's actually going to happen now.
Right, like they're really gonna do it.
I don't know. I know we go back to this every single episode, but it's on.
It's
my
an
brain.
Important recap.
It's on my brain.
Yeah. When do you think they're gonna make it happen? How's like how close are they? Have they kissed before?
No.
Is it all, it's all just online hinting and
the
like
only,
underground
the
shit?
The closest thing that we all got to that we were all like,
yeah,
was like the Christmas episode 2 seasons ago where Buck and Eddie were with Christopher. Christopher is Eddie's son. what does he have? He has something. I don't remember. It'll come to me. He walks with forearm crutches, cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay.
He has cerebral palsy, and they're taking him to like a Christmas village, right?
Gotcha.
And Christopher loves Buck. Okay? Loves Buck.
Yeah.
And so they're like, whatever. Buck's like carrying him, and then like this woman selling hot chocolate's like, oh, you two have a wonderful son. And then they're just kind of laugh it off. But like...
That's what we've gotten so far.
That's what we've gotten so
Damn.
Far.
Damn.
Well, no, because Eddie had the mustache this season.
Okay.
Or last season, don't remember now. And he was going through some self stuff and he shaved it off.
Okay.
And then he risky businessed it.
That's right.
He had the entire thing of him risky business it.
That's right.
And then that's when Tommy broke up with Buck and Buck comes over with a thing of beers and he answers the door in the t-shirt and the underwear and he's like, I came over with some beer. Eddie has fallen asleep on Buck a lot. So, I mean, like, it's happened.
It's happening.
But, like,
I was
Jesus
trying to,
Christ.
Yeah, I know. This is some, like, 1980s, like, soap opera era, fucking
it's so
closet
good.
Shit.
It's so good because it's like, but also the flip side of this coin is there are not many male-male relationships on television where it is just consensual, like, friendship.
Right. This is fair.
It's like heavy bonding friendship. We don't get a lot of that.
Yeah.
So that's also important if they decide to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. Good for them. They will be dicking each other in my book.
Yeah.
But, you know, we might get there.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know. I'm so scared.
I also think there aren't a lot of, like, slow build queer romances.
Sure.
Other than, like, Heartstopper, but those are teenagers. And it is usually kind of, like, per life, pretty quick to the sheets.
Well, because,
so I appreciate it, but, like, if it's queer baiting, that's different.
I know. God. I don't know.
You don't know. You're here for
it. I am the audience.
Yeah. And you're not alone.
No.
People want it.
Me and a bunch of 12-year-old girls.
Oh, no, girl. You and a bunch of other gay guys definitely want this for them. There's just one here.
Yeah, so I'm very excited.
You should be.
You know what else I'm really excited about?
What?
I'm turning a corner.
Oh.
I'm coming around to Sandstar.
Lay it out. What do you think?
I think so far my favorites, I think, might be Anya Nerves and Sam Starr.
Wow.
They might be in my tops.
Yeah.
I like Tutti Frutti too, but she's starting to get on my nerves. And Lexi Love. I think it's Lexi Love, Anya Nerve, and Sam Starr. Those might be my tops.
Yeah, who else is there even?
Jules Sparkles.
Oh, I like Jules.
I really like Arietti, but I'm sorry. She's nasty.
Nasty how?
A bitch.
Oh, I feel like she's one of those people who can kind of get away with it though. Yeah. Like, I don't hate her for her shadiness so far.
I just love how, like, four of those girls were like, oh, yeah, we all used to be fat.
Just casually.
I loved it. I like her.
Yeah. I don't really see her winning.
She's not going to win.
I don't really see Jules winning.
No. She's not. I like her on television.
Yeah.
I don't know what her...
her thing is?
What's her thing?
Yeah, she's kind of like, I mean, it's the Ariana Grande lookalike thing a little bit.
Oh, is that what she's going for?
I mean, she definitely came in like that, and she was like, yeah, like, I get that a lot. I definitely, like, copy her look a lot.
I guess that's why she did that part in The Wicked Wiz of Oz,
yeah.
Which I thought was sort of a miss. Sorry, if her boob didn't pop out, I thought it was just okay.
Yeah, I mean, it would have just been a serviceable number.
Just
and it
safe.
Was elevated because Rue goes
loves a boob.
Crazy for
loves
a hip slip.
Loves a fake
yeah.
boob.
Yeah.
I love that. But also,
oh, me too, yeah.
10 seasons ago, it would have got you eliminated.
Yeah, wild.
It would have gotten you eliminated.
The 10 seasons ago, you're right.
Well, because, you know, it's a wig flying off would have gotten you eliminated.
Yeah, or taking and your shoes people, off during a lip sync.
So it's kind of like, you know, what's just entertaining now?
It is very subjective. And I think that that is what, like, at the beginning, they maybe tried to throw out some rules, and queens picked up on them, and then they're like, no, we don't have rules here. Because it really is about who Rue likes at the end of the day. That's it. That is RuPaul's Drag Race.
And the story that they're telling.
Yeah, that aligns with what Rue wants. You know what I mean?
Do you think Rue really is like, this is what I want, and this is what I think we should do?
I think by the end of the episode, she is the sole decider on who is going
home.
You do
think?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, maybe.
Which is like, silence. I've made up my decision.
Yeah, because I think the producers and the story and all of that can only give it to so much to that point, and then she has to be, like, the decision maker.
I like that.
Maybe not. Maybe the producers are trying to fit in eliminations and things here and there, but it's like, I feel like we as fans and other fans now can definitely look at a lip sync and be like, I know who's staying because
usually
we know how Rue reacts.
Yes.
And it's not because who did better.
Not always, no. And there's many times where we're like, oh, she should have gone home.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's just RuPaul's Drag Race.
Survivor started this week.
Oh, my God.
Survivor started this week.
Moving.
I know. More reality television. Yeah, okay. So, 2-hour premiere.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Probst is like AI now.
Isn't this season 50?
48.
That is fucking crazy.
50 is next spring.
Wow.
Because.
They do 2 a year.
They do 2 a year, fall and spring. That's why they're on 50.
That is wild. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I was like, I don't know how that math works.
Jeff Probst. 2-hour premiere. And Eliza from work, she kind of invited herself over and was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, come on over. And so.
Like what?
Yeah, what?
Like, what now?
She's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, come on over. Yeah, great.
Love that.
And so she came over, and we watched that tour. Well, she was going to come over and knit with Scott a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of turned into all of us just watching Survivor.
Yeah.
So it was really good. I don't have any favorites yet. There's a lot of personalities, and I don't know any of their names.
Are they still doing it? I know you said last year or last season it was like very cast, like very different. Everybody was like
correct.
Distinct. Is it still kind of like
very
that?
I much think that they did this again.
Yeah.
They're capitalizing on some really big things that I think have worked in the past. Like last season they had a woman on there who I believe she was autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like sort of this thing about that. Mm-hmm. And a contestant this season is also autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes up to this man who's on her team, mm-hmm. who's like twice her age.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I just want to tell you something. I need to get it off my chest now that we're like, you know, our number ones. People are picking number ones day one.
What are number ones? I'm not familiar with the show at all.
You're not familiar with the show. We're going to the end.
Oh, got it. Your alliance.
You and me.
Got
the
it.
Alliance.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. So she goes,
you're number one.
I'm autistic. And the guy was like, okay, okay. He's a father. He's a firefighter. He's like from Boston.
Okay.
And gives you a sense of who he is.
Sure.
So he's looking at her with like this like deadpan like,
thanks.
While she's like, so if you ever see me like kind of back away from the crowd and start doing my hands and start doing this, she's like, just come up to me, squeeze my hands, squeeze me. And I'm like, girl, you're giving him a lot.
You're giving him an assignments right off the bat. Yeah. If she knows, she knows. And she's like, listen, I'm going to be very upfront with you.
And that guy,
I pick you, and here's who I am.
He basically starts to cry, and he's like, it's you and me forever. It's you and me forever. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be some broken
hearts. That is not going to end well.
I hate that.
I can kind of do it fast.
You and Scott, I can't.
A little bit.
Whatever. I'm old.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's
this
good.
Is still cute. Let's be honest.
I also love Star. She's a contestant on there.
There's another Sam Star and Nat Star.
Well, you know. Okay. I'm coming for you.
Who, because Sam?
No. Did you hear that? Deep in my stomach.
No.
Oh. The producers are getting too producery.
Okay.
Because on RuPaul's Drag Race, the season that I'm a real hit.
Yeah, last one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry guys, it's the Coke. Oh no. Someone is like literally like snaking a drain or something outside right now, and I really hope you can't hear it. I hate that. They're going to ruin everything. They're going to ruin the tour.
They're going to ruin the tour, not the world tour. I don't remember what I was saying.
Oh, shit. Oh, the producers. Oh.
There was a queue on Survivor.
What is that shit?
They're competing. They're competing.
They're competing. I mean, they're competing at the Emmys.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny. Wait, and that's funny because, like, not many people have Q as part of their first name or anything like that. Like,
right.
And they were, they were just cute.
And he was also an antagonist.
Was he also? Never mind.
No, he... Who, gay? No. No. No, I think he was...
Is he also a drag queen? Was it just Q that we know?
No.
That is weird.
Q wishes
that's
he was
too,
gay.
Oh, Q does wish. That is... that's too soon. That's too Matrix-y. That's too, like, yeah, simulation. I don't like that.
Well, and now you know how I think everybody... They're farming villains to put on that villain show.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that people are definitely acting more villainous on TV shows than they would have to get on Traitors if it doesn't work out for them.
Well, I think we're coming
and
back around,
and you know
around,
what?
Right?
Good for them.
Coming back around to the we can be heinous on television.
Totally.
I don't know.
People want to see it.
Because I think we're all heinous.
Wait. Go back. Speaking
of
that. What made you change your mind about Sam Starr?
Oh. Twister. I listened to that song about 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. One day I listened to that song on repeat all the way to work.
Damn.
So like, you know, it's like a minute and 16 seconds.
Yeah. So that's like
about 25, 30 minutes to get to work.
It's a lot of time listening to that song.
But it's because my favorite line, mm-hmm. which is the line that I didn't know until yesterday, actually,
mm-hmm.
She goes, this double wide lands on my head, ding dong, I'm dead.
Yeah.
From the Twister, from the Twister, help me, sister, from the Twister.
Sister. Wow.
It's so good.
It really is. Y'all, go and watch the new Rusical from this season. What is it called again?
The Wicked Wiz of Oz.
It's fab.
Yeah, no, it's good. I didn't write all the songs.
And we need to learn who writes them every year. Because every season, I'm like, damn, that was good.
Yeah.
They're putting on shows. They're putting on shows on that show.
It's good. Yeah. That one is especially good.
That one's special.
I didn't buy all the songs. They're doing that crazy thing where, like, you can't just buy the whole thing for a dollar. Mm-hmm. I will say, I would buy the whole thing for, like, $4.
Yeah. But a dollar a song when they're a minute long is a little tough.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy four songs. I'm going to give you my $4. Yeah. And that's what I did.
Damn, here we are.
So I bought Before Dorothy with the Three Friends.
That one's stuck in my head.
Oh, and if you didn't know, let's educate them for a second.
Yeah.
If you all didn't know Chorus Line, they were doing a Chorus Line.
They were doing At the Ballet with that one, right?
At the Ballet, which is my favorite song in that
same,
whole musical.
Same.
Oh, and then what was next? Which one's the next one? Oh, Twister. Mm-hmm. Twister, which actually is not a song from Chorus Line, I think. I think it's just the Cher song.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we can't make everything a parody.
Correct.
Yeah.
The only thing I can get close is to, like, in The Wiz, when the Flying Monkeys, in the movie at least, the Flying Monkeys come in and they're like the heavy metal.
Yeah, because I guess The Wiz song is also just more Wiz than Chorus Line, isn't it?
Scott and I, because Scott's favorite musical is Chorus Line, he thinks it's Give Me the Ball. No. What? Is that one it?
Yeah, what is that? It's the one with the three guys?
No, it's the one guy.
The one guy.
Give me the ball.
I don't remember now.
Don't know either. We're educating you, but we need to be educated.
It's based on Chorus Line, loosely.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh, I bought Acacia Forgot song just because I like it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't necessarily do a good job, but I like that song.
Yeah, get into it.
That's it. And I bought Anya Nerves' song.
So Sam sold you. Oh, Anya Nerve fucking slays in the Wiz number, and she looks amazing.
I wish she didn't do that dirty thing on that when she stole what's her name's trim.
Yeah, that was early.
Do you think that was really just like a mistake, or do you think she was being dirty?
I don't think she was being intentionally dirty.
Okay.
I think it was one of those things where like Anya either in that moment wasn't exercising like putting the apology before the intent. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, sure.
Because in that moment, she got like, she did. She took the trim.
Yes.
That person was, who was it, Jules?
I think it was Jules.
She was like, this is all mine. If I don't use it all, you can have some.
Sure, yeah.
And it is like a competition, and she grabbed those first. And before Jules was done with them, I think that's when she took them.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was dirty. But then what made it worse was that she was like, she got defensive about it. And she was like, what are you supposed to, like, we're supposed to share. And like all of this stuff like that. And I was like, no.
Well, yeah.
You're not supposed to share.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like she didn't really apologize. And she was kind of just like defending herself immediately, which I get. But it's like in that moment, you also have to see that the other person is upset.
Right.
And that you did something to affect that. Because she did it later with Lexi too. And that was almost worse.
Well, that's where what she, I'm like, saying. Sat there, that's what and I'm she saying. Was like,
I get once, being nervous and not wanting to confront.
Once.
It was a couple of times.
Twice.
Yeah.
We can all be shady.
It was more of just an accountability thing. Like, other queens have done shadier shit and been like, yeah, I did it.
That's true.
And so, and I've been like, yeah, they did, and then whatever. And so it's not about doing it. It's about, like, how she reacted to
and
it.
And we all thought Lexi Loves Us was a drop cloth.
It didn't really make it better that she got to keep that fabric, did it? And I love her. And she painted it really well, and it was so sparkly, and I like the lily pads and all of that. But, like, it was cut. It wasn't cut. It was tarp.
It was a tarp.
And she could have just rounded those corners, and it would have been better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She just left it in its state.
She left it a square, a rectangle.
Right. But she, like, draped it cool.
Yeah.
She could have just cut those corners and it would have looked a little bit more finished.
Speaking of cutting corners, Joanne's.
Oh, gone.
You have this little, blah, blah, blah.
You have until the end of
today.
The month.
Today!
Yeah. Well, today is when the gift cards expire. When are they closed?
Today,
close.
The gift cards expire.
Yeah.
When do they close?
I don't know, but we gotta find out. Because I want those liquidation prices.
We went the other day, and I felt like the fabric at 20% off wasn't as good yet. Some of it's 40% off. Mm. But I just want it free.
Yeah. I got a pretty good steal on that fabric. Yeah, damn, did. I found some $25 fabric for, like, what? I think it came up to...
It was cheap.
Like $10 a yarn or something like that?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good, expensive.
And the fabric is pretty. I'm going to make something out of it. Wait till you see it. Wait till you see it.
I bought some fabric too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to wear your new thing today.
No, it's
is it not
too
finished
summery.
Yet? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
No, I'm waiting for some of the stuff to come into the mail. The trim. The skirt's almost finished.
Oh, that's right. The trim. I love that.
The skirt's almost finished.
We're making clothes.
We are making clothes.
Because we're not buying as much anymore. No, it's good. This is good because you know what?
What?
Other than just showing these idiot billionaires that like we truly have the power, we are going to learn how much we don't need this stuff and how much we can like get and source locally and stuff like that. And I do think this is going to get a little woo-woo. I do think it's going to revolutionize, if enough people pick up on that, our society. Because not only are we like trying to like fight oppression, we are like undo capitalism.
Yes.
Ourselves.
But they're taking away Joann's. Where are we going to buy stuff to make stuff?
A girl, fabric can get, we can get fabric lots of places.
Where?
Well, we just have to find it, okay?
I guess I heard these women talking in Joann's about a place in Hannibal, Missouri.
Yeah, let's go.
That's like supposed to be really nice.
Let's go.
But Hannibal's kind of far.
You got a car?
Yeah. So maybe we take a trip at like once a month or something.
I got the money.
God. That sounds like we're living in the olden days. Take a trip once a month. Go get your groceries.
And this is the thing. It's like, it's going to be different. Some of that's going to be a lot harder.
Yeah.
That to me isn't that hard. It's just less convenient. And you know what?
That's
that sucks.
That's
and
true.
We've gotten so developed with Amazon over the last decade or so to really expect things fast and stuff. But like, it's going to be tough. But I think we can really do it.
Yeah. I think that's true.
And I think we can really change things.
Oh.
I'm trying to be hopeful these days, girls, and not just like blindly and not just like, you know, because it's tough. But I do think that's something to be excited about. So anyway.
I hope so.
Join the boycott.
You're right.
Join the buying boycott.
I hope you're right.
Because listen, Starbucks stock still falling. Target stock
Targets
still
is
falling.
Way down.
We've got the power.
Billions.
Billions. Very proud of that.
Me too. I did buy Parmesan cheese at Target the other day. Although the off-brand, because they wanted $8.
Oh, my God.
And I was like...
Am I at Whole Foods?
Right.
Am I buying this from Parma?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that what it is? That's from. It's like where it's from, isn't it?
Big Parma.
Big Parma.
Big Parma!
Oh, my God. And their
Big
logo
cheese.
Is just like the wheel.
The wheel.
We have to do that sketch.
Okay.
Big Parma.
Why hasn't SNL done that yet?
I don't know. We need to lock it down, though. Like, I feel like we're already getting spied on. And they're going to put it
you
out there next
first.
Week.
You
yeah,
heard
it's
it
here first.
Oh.
Big Parma.
Love that.
I do, too. That's brilliant. We need, like, a boardroom table. And we need, like, envelopes.
You know, I like that. About, like, envelopes?
Yeah,
what's in the envelopes?
I don't know.
Like manila envelopes?
Yeah. Or we need clipboards. You know, pens.
Love clipboards. Basically, we're the gorilla and the bird from Agretsuko.
Yes! Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. We are those working women in that. I love
true.
Those bitches. Oh, they're fierce. Y'all, that show's great. And I forgot about them. I love them.
They're
and
good.
We're absolutely those
And they
two.
Become bigger parts.
They do.
As the show goes on.
Oh, they're so
really good.
Funny. And they're cunty. And they like look good. And they're like, we are like working women. And we
and they're
do
actually
our own thing.
Like running that place too.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're like confident. Love that show.
Are you watching White Lotus?
Not yet. Have you started?
Yes.
What do you think?
Hate the new song.
Yeah. I heard people are disappointed.
Awful.
Well, listen. If they're going to change it up every season, you can't always repeat a banger.
Okay, well,
they got
bad.
Special sauce in that second
it's
season.
It's really bad.
Okay.
But...
Is that the only bad part, though?
Well, no. I'm getting there. No. So I think, because you know how every episode the song gets a little faster, right?
No, that must be a new thing.
No, they do that every season. The song gets a little bit faster every single episode. Because it makes you feel more manic every time.
I don't believe that.
Go back and watch.
I'm going to go back and watch.
So I'm hoping that by the end of this season, that song will be better.
Because it'll be...
faster.
Are you sure? Because I think the first season, it was the same song. Because it's all the same song, roughly. Or there's like a melody in there that's similar. And the first season, it was like very much that song. And then the second season, it was that song to like a techno beat. But like it did not change rhythm. So it changes from season to season. I don't believe you. Lay it out. What'd you learn?
AI overview says, no, the theme song from White Lotus doesn't get faster.
You were so sure, too. Love that.
But I will say, all the incidental music in the show,
yeah,
still good.
Beautiful. I'm happy beautiful. That Natasha's back. Is she great?
She's wonderful. Yeah. The woman from Blackpink.
Ooh.
She, I think, is probably the best actress in the whole thing.
Okay.
She's phenomenal.
Okay.
Her and this little, he's just younger than me, so I guess that constitutes as little.
Yeah.
The security guard, oh, he's so cute. He's gonna die. We know it. Dead. We know he's gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did they do a little foreshadowing thing like they did in the last season where it's like you kind of see what happens and then they go back?
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you want me to tell you what happens?
No, because I'm gonna eat it up.
It's a shock.
Okay. Yeah, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Lucius Malfoy is in this season.
Oh, yeah. Parker Posey. And I heard that Parker's bringing out her original accent.
It's okay. They're doing a North Carolina accent,
yeah.
Right? And Lucius Malfoy is too, though.
Oh, how's it?
And it's good.
Okay.
Her mouth moves like this. Oh, she's like, scratch my eye.
I heard somebody online talking about it because they were like, people are giving her shit saying it's fake. And he's like, I'm from Laurel. I can't do it.
It's
and he's
so
like,
good.
I know people who know her. He's like, we talk like this.
It's, I think this, it could be a definitive part in her career.
Damn. And she's had those already.
Yes.
I love her.
She's just plain. Well, because I think Matt White, he casts type, right?
Yeah.
And so, and I think he does that in sort of like a poke jab kind of way.
How so?
Like, I know that you're actually kind of like this, but I know that you're also going to give a great performance because of it.
Yeah.
And so like...
He knows how to use those actors who are just doing themselves. Really.
Correct. Yeah. And so like Parker Posey is doing this like so... She's on so many drugs,
right.
Sleep drugs. She's like, I'm just trying to feel anything. Like, you know, it's so good.
It's great.
So it's her... this is the only thing I'm going to ruin. And if you've been on the internet, you probably already know this.
Okay.
They have three kids, a daughter and two sons. And the two sons... we think are going to do it.
Yeah, I have heard that.
And the Schwarzenegger, that's the like bossy older bro type guy.
Mm-hmm.
There is one part in it that I'm just like, Mike White. That's his name, right?
Yeah, Mike White.
Okay, so they're like, it's the next morning after they've already gotten to the thing. Mm-hmm. And the one brother is here. This is the younger brother who we all think is secretly in love with his older brother.
Okay.
Because when they're... Anyway. This is the brother.
Right.
I'm the macho brother coming in mad.
Okay.
Ask me what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a blender. Where else am I supposed to put my protein shakes? Or blend my protein shakes? And he points to his brother. Like he's putting his protein shakes into his brother.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, heavy-handed, Mike.
And I just like, and Eliza, my friend from work, she's also watching it. She and I are the only persons at work watching it.
Yeah.
And she didn't get that part either. And I was like, that was just for the gays.
That was just for the gays.
Anyways.
Also calling it a protein shake.
I don't think he called it a protein shake.
Oh,
but that's
I was
what
like,
I'm
that is gay
it.
Porn. That is
I
straight
think
up
he,
gay porn.
I think he was just like, how am I supposed to blend my protein powder? It was like that, which was just as bad.
Blatant, yeah.
And pointing to his brother. But I don't know if they're actually brothers. I think they're stepbrothers. Because the older one, he's like blonde, and the two other ones kind of look more like Parker Posey. Like, they kind of got darker, curly hair. Okay. So I'm like, are they stepbrothers? I know. I don't know how that makes it any worse or better.
I was going to say, I don't know either.
But challenging.
Challenging material. A challenge for the actor by Uta Hagen.
Just give it to us, because we know all those rich people are keeping it in the family. We know it. They've been doing it for centuries.
Yep.
They've been doing it. Oh, my God.
You might want to.
What? Oh, I got excited.
You got excited.
Those
rich people.
Those rich people. There's a guy on there I think you're going to find incredibly hot.
I'm ready. There always is. There's always at least two.
They're all hot.
Yeah.
The storyline about the three women.
Great.
Oh my God, there are monkeys everywhere
too. Oh, I can't handle that. Derek was telling me about that, about Barbados.
Yeah.
And he's like, they'll come up on the beach and like take your drink and stuff like that. I'm like, scary.
Listen, I have this theory. Can I just tell you?
Yeah,
go ahead. Just tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, there's the three women, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay,
but there's like the two pretty women, mm-hmm. and then their third friend who's sort of like the natural one.
Okay.
And she like looks older than them.
Yeah.
In sort of a weird sort of way, just because the other two look like they've had plastic
work
surgery
done,
and everything.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I want her to get mauled by monkeys so that she has to get plastic surgery and look better than our friends.
Oh my God. You want her to swan?
You
want her to have
the
swan?
Amazing.
Oh my God.
What great storytelling.
I wouldn't put it past Mike. I think that you saying that now will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Opposite, the
her
two other women get mauled
and
they have ugly faces.
But you think that that's the storyline?
Well, because Mike White always kind of makes
it about
to
their
where
beauty. Those
well,
three.
It's like what you want to happen to the bad people / the good people. That's not really what life is going to do to these people, unfortunately.
I do like that about that. And it always kind of turns out in a way that like settles the story.
Correct.
But it doesn't settle those characters and
no.
it doesn't like give you a clear idea of morality or anything like that. Like that's life.
Because they still have 50 years of their life to live.
Yeah.
Like
you're just getting a snapshot of these people on vacation.
A few days of these people. And I think that's
brilliant
really
premise,
lovely.
Though.
Right.
Brilliant premise.
And I just think,
yeah.
Mar-a-Lago. He needs to do a one at Mar-a-Lago.
He needs to do like a Florida one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But it's too much like the Hawaii one, I think. And he's trying to do like climates, like different climates, right? Well, I guess this one's like warmer.
Culture. I think it's more
right.
Americans and places.
That they are very foreign.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right. Because I think, and hasn't he sort of like put larger themes around each one? Like the first one was about...
Yes, this one's all about religion, spirituality.
And I think I heard like death. And then the second season was all about like sex.
Yeah.
And then the first one, I don't remember.
I don't remember greed. Might have just been
greed.
Yeah. But this one's about spirituality.
Yeah.
And it hits you in that first 10 minutes.
Mm.
You're like... People. It's not getting great reviews comparatively, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just because
gotta hold out.
He's taking his time.
Well, I sort of remember that about the second season too, where people are like into it and loved the new song. So we're like keeping up with that. But it wasn't like they were. I watched it after it all aired,
so maybe
I'm misremembering. But it's like. And he wrapped that up so well.
And then
the first season was obviously like...
Yeah,
I trust him.
I trust him too. And I think his only weird sidestep is he's doing a lot of slow camera work into the nature.
Mm.
And sometimes I'm like, okay, it's a little heavy-handed.
That's always been there though. Like the little B-roll in between shots.
It's a lot of that.
The second season, it was like those statues.
Yes.
And then of course, like all of the... You know, outdoor scenery
like
and stuff like that.
Though.
I do too.
Yes.
It's scene building and you don't get that a lot in shows now.
That, and I think it's because, I like it because it feels like this is how he sees it.
Yeah, you're getting a director's eye.
Because I don't think you necessarily always get that, because it's always cut for time or cut for what budget or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, no, this is how he kind of saw it.
That's how I think of it. Yeah, I like that too. And it's like, you know that it's a considerate enough show that they're not going to just throw in B-roll and pay for that.
Right.
So
right.
It kind of, it's like, it's a moment to pause in between those scenes and kind of absorb what's happening. Mm-hmm. And also, like, get a little introspective, get a little, like, analysis.
Yes.
By, like... It's kind of like taking a pause from a TV to look at a piece of art. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then like having those experiences like feed you simultaneously.
It's like the commercial break. Correct. But it's still feeding you.
Part of the story.
Correct.
Yes.
Because you're still immersed in it.
Yeah.
But you get a little break. It's a little amuse-bouche.
Palette cleanser.
Yes.
And maybe it's silly to say that he likes to include nature as a character. I sort of think of the setting as another part.
Yes.
Like you said, people, like Americans being out of their comfort zone, being in a completely different location. It's like, as those stories happen.
Yes.
And you get less and less familiar with your surroundings.
Yeah.
Does the surroundings then look different to you? And as the viewer, did you come in seeing this in your eyes, and has it now changed after you've watched these stories?
And I think that's what the theme song does. Not the theme song, but the opening does, because it is usually like a painting or a mural.
Yeah, that's kind of coming to life or
moving
a little
bit. And
then
you're like, you start to kind of see where, oh, things are eating each other here.
Yeah,
things
are
not as they seem.
Yeah.
It's that very like, you have to really go through the weeds.
Switch your perception.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's good shit.
He does good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where it goes. Mm. I'm hoping somebody gets eaten by an alligator. Like, I'm really hoping.
I mean, they do wild stuff. Oh, the way they killed Jennifer's character was so hard. It was so hard. Just that slip and that noise. Ugh. So they get gnarly. Who died in the first season?
God. No, I don't even remember. That's awful.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I don't know why the image of that boy, that teenage boy that stays in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, in the last episode, that stays with me. Because I always thought that was so funny. Where he was like...
That's the one that's Connie Britton's son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sticking and they just shit on him the whole time. Yeah. And he's like, he goes out riding a boat with these people and he can't speak the language. And then he's just like, you know what? I'm staying here.
That's kind of...
Because y'all are shit.
Right. That's kind of the younger son in the... He's kind of doing that. Similar character. Oh, my God. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. Well, they're only like 3 episodes in, right?
Yeah, this weekend's the 3rd episode.
Yeah. Okay, so
how
I can catch up pretty quick.
How many episodes are there usually? Like
10.
Yeah.
I want to say...
Less than 12.
Oh my God. The Italy one is peak though.
Oh, it's good.
Those two little, like those it two little, so that's so rude. Mad. Those two women.
The prostitutes.
Oh my God.
They were great.
The best part of that show. Oh, yeah. Just the absolute heart of it.
And the two couples, their storyline pissed me the I was so mad.
Anger. Flames. Aubrey Love.
God. Oh, she's phenomenal in that.
God, she's good.
Everybody's so good.
Oh, scary. It gets so scary towards the end when her assistant basically gets kidnapped by that guy.
Oh.
And she was like, he like has her phone and they're just like kind of on this like extended day and he keeps like,
that's
so scary.
Other part
that's
of
so
this,
scary.
That like, well, not so much in Rome, but like, you know, there are places where, you cannot go past this line or else you are at risk of being kidnapped.
Or they're just so easy to like get pulled away like that. It seems so casual and she's having fun. And then the next thing she knows, she doesn't have her phone and she's been away for like hours. It's so scary.
But it's... scary.
Or that scene where Aubrey's walking by the steps and all those men are looking at her.
I hate that. Oh, Desire. Yeah, I think it was Desire.
It's
the second season. Maybe.
It's such a great, like, that clip is almost like a piece of art in itself, where it's just like showing so many things at once.
And it's good because it's true.
It's true. Oh, God, I keep just remembering things about that season. I won't keep reminiscing because it must be fun to watch us talk about a show we watched. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Is that it? Are
I
we
guess
done?
So.
What's Drag Race tonight? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know what the challenge is. Who was eliminated last?
Acacia forgot. That wah, forgot. Wah.
Was she?
She was a forgot.
She was the one who was eliminated? Dorothy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Kansas Dorothy.
Damn.
That outfit That's... was so cute. That costume was so cute.
Oh, the whole, all of those costumes. Of I mean.
The wigs were good.
Sorry, Rue, we're on to you. Like, clearly that was cast ahead. Clearly, like, all those costumes were made ahead. Like, clearly they did not just bring those. Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
What's the tea?
Because fine, that's fine. But, like, don't pretend like you just picked those in the room. When right. everyone comes out in a right. custom musical costume.
The one that is like, yes, yes, yes.
Like, Anya did not just get Anya, fitted for
that's,
that.
That's
Sorry.
The one that I keep going to because it's so specific. It's perfect. It's so specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gagged. So, no, Acacia, everybody did really well. She was the weakest. Maybe this is Corey's week. Who knows? Although, I don't know. She hasn't.
She was one that would have benefited from knowing a chorus line because they did the, you know, I really couldn't sing in a minute and a sing.
Yeah.
So if she would have known that song, I think she could have done better.
Bad pairing to her and her boyfriend because he was the one earlier that didn't know the Golden Girls references.
Correct.
Remember? And
correct.
did the grandma.
But
the
could grandma. Sing. Could sing.
Could sing.
Could sing.
Can fight. Can lip sync.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what it'll be? Thank God Snatch Game is over though.
It's a test.
It's a test.
Do you fail or do you win? Who would you do?
I'm so boring. I would do Cher.
Oh, that's a good one.
I just like, and I know so many people have done it.
Yeah.
I just want to survive. I don't want to thrive. And I can do a decent Cher. And I know that I can like keep that up the whole time.
Yeah.
And like insert little funny things and not get too caught up in the character.
Yeah, I hear that.
Who would you?
I don't know. I really have to work on my Jennifer Tilly voice.
That's a good one, but then you have to go brunette.
Oh, right. No, who would I do? I don't know. Grisabella.
Oh, my God. And you just break out into song, too. That's perfect for you.
I think that would be funny.
Yeah, I do, too. There it is.
Actually, the Wicked Witch of the East would be really funny.
Because we don't know about her.
We don't know about her.
What does she do?
What does she do?
What does she look like?
She's Cher, apparently. I'm the Wicked Witch of Eastwick, dummy.
It's good shit.
It's good.
Yeah. So on the pairs season of of Drag Race, look out for Cher
and Cher.
Cher. Yeah. Wow. So
sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Stealing is also caring. Depending.
So steal. Be gay. Do crime.
Do crime, possums.
What?
That's another sticker. It's like a possum. It's like, yeah, you do crime.
I thought we just named our fans off the bat.
Oh, possums.
That's kind of cute. Drag trash possums? But they've got to be like raccoons, don't they?
Yeah.
Because those are real. Those are the real trash diggers.
Little King Trash Mouth.
Little Crink Trash Mouth. I love him.
Yeah. Hi, possums.
Oh, hi.
It only took us how many episodes?
45.
Wow. Just like Survivor.
Yeah. Exactly like Survivor.
Are they possums with an O or just a P?
A silent O.
Okay.
Yeah. We're learned around here.
Well, you know.
Well, remember, don't look directly at the sun.
Unless you want to go blind. Could you imagine if, like, you had more consequences? Like, what if you looked at the sun and your eyes just melted?
Oh, my God.
Like, much more, not entertaining. Well, it'd be, you know, people wouldn't look at the sun.
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
I need consequences that are immediate.
I feel like we wouldn't really be alive as a species if it were that easy to burn. I mean, I say that because, like, we would live blind fine, I'm sure.
Maybe Trump wouldn't be our president.
That's a very big stretch.
His eyes would have burned out.
I mean, that's true. He looked.
He did look.
Y'all look that up. He looked at the sun during the eclipse.
Done!
That's an actual weapon.